I found out that it was actually quite hard to actually start that conversation because it really was quite abundantly obvious that it's not that much of a discussion point with the younger group. But what I did realize is that when you did speak about it, everyone kind of shut it off a little bit with it, or they didn't know really what was going on. The main thing that really came out is I noticed that a few people weren't even enrolled to start with, and then a couple of other people just didn't really, for lack of a better word, give a crap. But it was interesting to see the discussion points that came in the short period of time I managed to get it being spoken about.
Okay, so for those that did actually want to talk about it, it sounds like there were just a handful. I mean, were there any issues that they wanted to talk about at all?
The only thing that really came up is like petrol prices up here. Like I come from Singleton, and I know even traveling down south, the prices seem to decrease as you go further south and further north from here. I think we were talking about it last night. The prices in Sydney have finally started to go up to reach what we have up here. But yeah, other than that, there wasn't too much of a discussion point that came up, and yeah, they're just not really interested because you hear all the stuff that they say, and then there's not really too much that we actually physically see happen after they say all the promises that they make.
For sure. Okay, so Missy Higgins came out recently, and she did an interesting sort of rock and roll to vote style campaign, saying that 600,000 young people aren't even enrolled to vote. That's 600,000 young voices which aren't being heard. Did you get that sense last night that there just is a lot of young people that aren't even enrolled?
There's probably about 35 to 40 people in the bar last night, and out of that, probably about 2 to 3 of them weren't enrolled from what I could gather. I guess when you look at it like that, there would be, what's that? That's probably about 10-15%. So if you look at it in that kind of small group and then you put it larger, it'd add up to a fair few people whose votes aren't actually being counted.
Okay, so I know that the university is trying to tackle that at the moment with the student association. They've got enrolment forms and all of that sort of stuff. But the other question I wanted you to ask last night is how young people tend to vote when they just don't care. So they're enrolled to vote, but they don't care about the result of the election. So how do they vote?
That was interesting. I didn't even have to pull that part out to have to find information. People just willingly, that was one of the first things they said. I had a couple people say that they tried to vote for themselves when they were voting in their local elections and that. There are a few people that said that they just put the slip in and don't vote at all. So mostly it just goes straight to the donkey when it comes to that, because they just kind of either scribble all over it or they just put the form in blank.
It's got to start to raise a question on why we have, why young people have to vote if they don't care. You know, it's funny, isn't it? It's like it's our democratic right to vote, but at the same time, you know, it's a right which is thrown away so often.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I think the reason why that we actually go and we vote without having too much of looking into it or caring too much is that pretty simply, if we don't, we get fined and we get in trouble. So I guess that's probably the reason why that those that are voting that don't care are just doing that, and those that care that probably have the know what's going on the most, their voice is probably getting misheard a little bit because of all the people that just really don't give two cents.
I know which word you probably wanted to go with there, but thanks for choosing the other. Good on you. Good on you, Luke. Thanks so much for going out and asking those questions for us last night. We do appreciate it.
No worries.